There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're banned.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
And away we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. Phone number's the same as it's been for over 15 years now. 343-0106. 343-0106 gets you through on the text line and the phone line. And you can always leave us a talkback message with the FM Talk 106.5 app that is free, pretty cool, and waiting for you if you just go to Google Play if you're a cool, hip Android user like myself, or if you're one of those kids with the iPhones, go to the App Store if you're running iOS and just look for FMTALK 1065. That's our app. You'll see the logo there. Download it and enjoy. All right. As mentioned, joining us now and just doing this generally as much as our schedules will line up on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock. She's a radio host from the state of Alabama, now a favorite fill-in radio host in the state of Alabama, plus guest, the crowd goes wild for April Marie Fogle, joining us now on Midday Mobile. Hey.
Hey there. Good afternoon. How are you?
I guess I'm pretty good.
Do you know how old you sound when you talk about being hip?
Yeah, that's why I do it.
I mean, I'm just throwing that out there.
You know that's on purpose, right? I mean, that's...
I don't know that it is. I think it might just be you're old.
Okay. Is this going to be the running theme here? Running theme of my maturity here? No, it's... and what would prove that I'm not... Well, I might be old, but not mature, is when I opened up the first hour of the show and had to read through some of the testimony that has been given so far today from Stormy Daniels in the Hush Money trial. I navigated it, but was only because I have 3 decades of broadcasting experience and I made it through without falling down. So it just, there's
that's
still.
Fair. Well, I mean, I just want to know how much of the testimony did you make it through without falling down or without having to be Dalton to bleep you at all?
No, I just redacted myself on the fly and said, nice. You know, these things I read through a lot of it. You know, I'm pretty libertine. I read through a lot of it, but some of the stuff is, we'll just wait, let people read that. Of course, now the discussion has come up here at the end of last hour about the magazine spanking, right? The spanking part of this. I haven't read that on there, just a reference to it. This is going to drive some conversation. How about that? I mean, but once again, this case is about what? It's not about the grown-up fun time, right? It's about money.
It is about money and whether or not Trump worked to conceal, the payment to her. And just so you know, while we were on break there, Trump's attorney has, after they came back from lunch, moved for a mistrial based on Stormy's testimony.
Yeah, I saw that. Of course, I thought mistrial, that might be a good name for one of the movies that might come after this for Stormy Daniels. But once again, I mean, I understand what the prosecution's doing. I get it. At the same time, though, this is going to be what drives a conversation, right? Even though in reality, it is about it's FEC, not FCC. It's in the world of election money and where it came through. And I don't know that Cohen is their best witness here, so maybe they had to get Stormy Daniels on as soon as possible.
I just think that this plays right into the hand of everybody who believes this is a persecution, not a prosecution. This plays right into the hand of this being all about the headlines and embarrassing Trump and soaking up media time so that he's not out there getting his campaign message out. It might have helped them with the jury I don't even know what the word is. Looks sleazy. But I think with the ordinary voter, even the women like me who aren't particularly great Trump people, were like, this is just unnecessary.
Well, okay. I wonder where that is. And that, you know, you personally, that's a gauge. I wonder that, because do I think this is a good look for the former president and current leading candidate for the presidency? No, I don't. I don't. I don't think this is a great look. We are in a post-Trump world, though, where in the past, if you and I'd hop in the time machine, something like this going on, pick the president, Democrat or Republican in the past, if this was going on, they'd be done. They'd be done. Done. It wouldn't even be, the people would be leaving campaign headquarters, they'd be closing down all the buys, you know, it'd be done. But today is a different world. I don't know if it's a different world or just Trump is treated differently. I don't know that this is going to move the needle much in the polling.
Well, and see, that's interesting you say that, because we don't live in a different world. When Robert Bentley had his scandal, the backlash was severe. And
he didn't own it, though. He did not own it, right? He shrunk from it.
He did shrink from it. That I still, on occasion, remember that terrible press conference where he talked about loving all of his staff.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Love your staff. Just don't love your staff. Yeah.
Just don't love your staff. But Trump, it's Teflon. It's that idea he could go out and shoot someone in the middle of the street and his people would still love him.
Yeah, and I think that, so I don't know what comes of this. I mean, obviously, it's time off the campaign trail. I think, you know, there's, I guess, some real world damage from that. But I don't know how much of the concrete is still not set out there going into November, even though that's, you know, we haven't even gotten to conventions. But I don't know what changes.
Well, and here's the other thing.
Unless he goes to jail.
I think I was just going to say that. My money is on Trump getting himself thrown into jail for, which would be just sheer madness, but for violating this gag order. He's already been fined 10 times. The judge's last note yesterday said, you do it again, and I'm considering jail time. And so I truly think, and then, of course, Trump posted this morning, once he found out Stormy was going to be on the stand, I think he can't help himself. I think he gets thrown into the clink for violating the gag order, and then the country's just turned on its ear. Because people don't realize the gag order, like the significance of it, why it's in place, what happens when he tweets about people or truth socials about people. I don't know what you call that.
I think you truth about them. I think that's it.
That's not a thing.
I think you truth, right? You don't, you truth. I don't know. I'm not on there, so I don't know.
But yes, so I think that I truly believe before, and it's almost like, can we put money on this? Is there a pool? Is gambling legal or illegal in this state right now?
We'll get to that in a second. Yeah, we'll get to that in a second.
But can we start a pool on when Trump goes to jail, since he violated it again this morning and then had the wherewithal to delete that? I think that's what's going to happen.
You know, you're talking about that. Yeah, that truth he put out. Here's the thing. If I don't know who is working for him that says, oh, well, you deleted it, it's okay. I mean, the Wayback Machine, if you post something, it can be brought back. I mean, and so it's up. I mean, there's seven stories online right now showing, him ripping on the judge in this. I think if he goes to jail, remember, he's not going to prison, right? I mean, they would take some time. He goes to jail, I think that's also a benefit. I think he fundraises a couple mil if he goes to jail. I think he gets a couple.
Remember the response to the mugshot?
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
The mugshot scene around the world, because people who love him got it and people who hate him got it. And so another mugshot of Trump for going to jail for calling out, calling the judge names or calling the process corrupt or, you know, anything along those lines, which he can't stop seeming to do. I think he does. He raises a lot of money on that. And he sucks all the air out of the room for every other campaign happening in this country.
No, that's for sure. Which, by the way, is he going to VP-wise? I mean, it seems like every time I see Gnome open her mouth, like the dog thing didn't bother me near as much as it bothered everybody else. But now there's more stuff she's doing. I'm like, did she like sabotage her own campaign? I don't know.
She is imploding, which is just wild to see. She's a beautiful, capable, you know, strong governor. And somehow in the last week, first it started with the dog story, which I feel like the dog story would have been more palpable to people had she not said she hated the dog, had she not given the details. I just don't know why the story was included.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, there's several of these things that have come out that, like, did you not, first of all, did you say this and then you didn't proof your book, or you didn't have anybody go, that's probably not the best. That's probably not ideal to say that.
Well, she did the audiobook for the book, which means she read it out loud.
Oh, I didn't know that. Recording. She read her own book?
She read her own book.
Okay, she deserves it. She deserves what she gets then. I'm sorry. She deserves it.
She posted photographs of herself narrating her own book, and now she claims there are parts in there she didn't realize. And it's like, wait, you read that out loud. How are you claiming not to have realized that was included? No, she's terrible.
Okay.
It's terrible. I've decided someone on her staff just hates her and that person hasn't been outed yet, because there's no way she continues to just walk into all this mess and keep digging the hole.
That's for sure. Just joining us, talking to April Marie Fogel. Let's talk back here in Alabama. You mentioned gambling. Yes or no? Does it make it through here in the last 3 days? Or I guess 3 days. They're gambling in now, so the last 2.5 days.
I'm going to say no. My bet is no, but it's not from lack of trying. I think they really did think that they were going to get in and the Senate was going to pass this and they were going to get it under the wire. All these calls for, we have to have a vote. We have to give the people the right to vote. I think they ticked off one too many people.
Well, and also, I mean, as I had Senator Albritton on with me yesterday, a lot of the headlines I thought weren't fair out there, because they said, look, here's a guy that carried the bill and he voted against it. Well, what came out of conference committee, if you go and look, is not what was passed through the Senate. So to say, you know, oh my gosh, he carried this thing and he didn't vote for it, it's not the same thing.
It's absolutely not the same bill. And that should tell people big red flags that the person who got it to this point is saying, wait, what you guys did in conference committee, gutting it and changing it, is not acceptable. And yet you still have the people out there saying, well, let the people vote. Well, that's they know that getting it on the ballot, although that whole being August thing would be different, they know getting it on the ballot is the biggest challenge at this point.
All right. Also in state news, I mean, as we look at the signatures, the governor has put on, laws out there. Got to have an ID to get porn, I guess, is one. And now she's going after the squatters as well.
Well, and we've seen both of these bills have to be taken up in conservative states. It's frightening. The squatting thing to me is just wild. It's wild to me. People are like looking at obituaries, seeing who died, and then squatting in their house. People are staying past their lease. And we have all these areas who are just like, well, the tenant's right. We got to have a court case. You got to go through the whole eviction process. No, let's take these people who are not understanding property rights and get them the heck out of there as quickly as possible.
But then put them in jail.
And put them in jail. Like, this is a crime. Someone going onto someone's property and taking over their house is a crime. This is ridiculous that this has to be said out loud.
Hey, it's strange. A lot of times when something like this comes up, you go, there must have already been a law in the books. You know, there must have been these penalties already. You know, one would assume, and we know what assuming does, but it didn't have any teeth.
Well, and that's what we see with a lot of older laws is, I don't think anybody thought this was going to be a thing. How would you, you know, as time goes on, like, it would never occur to me to be like, oh, Sean's out of town for a couple months. Let me go take over his house. But the crime itself is not spelled out there, apparently, me going in and taking over your space. And now it is. And I think it's silly that is necessary. But that just is a sign of how far we've come with the people crossing the border illegally, and then this sense of entitlement that we're seeing a lot of in the West.
Well, I think it's just a, you know, it's a, if you leave a vacuum, it gets filled, right? Literally and figuratively. I mean, if you abandoned a house, nobody's true. In the house, then somebody's going to find a way to try to get into it if there's nothing keeping them repelled from it. So there's the law there. We'll see what happens. April Marie, people want to get in touch with you online. How do they do that?
Yeah, the best way is on Twitter. It's at April Marie, APRYLMARIE.
Okay, and you're not truthing? Are you on the truth?
I'm not truthing. I'm on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay, I just checking.
I'm old school.
Yeah, see? Talk about bringing it full circle. Not as old school as me, obviously. All right, we'll do it again next week.
Have a great day.
You too. There she goes, and we're coming right back. More Midday Mobile right here on FM Talk 106.5.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, on a list of things that are not surprising, although they'll show up as breaking news here on the monitors in studio, Judge Mershon denies the motion for mistrial. And here's the part where I'm surprised. Okay, move right past that. To the text line at 343-0106. Let's go to, let's see. Bonesaw said, April's an amazing guest. She has a way of navigating conversations that almost as smooth as you, buddy. That being said, the phrase magazine spanking sounds like the last time I was chased out of a CV. I can't. But it was a good text to 343-0106. Not all of them can make it on the air in their entirety. So okay, this is interesting. So David says Trump is the direct result of voters letting Bill Clinton off the hook. You see that as a one led to the other led to the other? I don't think so. I think if it was another candidate, it would have never worked. I really do. I think that, you know, if there would have been a trial like this going on, even Bill Clinton, that would have brought him down. I mean, his was pretty bad, but you had the testimony, but it wasn't the porn angle and all that. I understand that they're somewhat in the same universe for sure. I agree with that, but are they analog? I don't know. And Joshua said, I got the mugshot coin for my mother-in-law. Yeah, those at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, they sold those things. Like, I remember Ron came on and said, well, we got these coins, and then I think I called him 2 days later, and he's like, we got like two left, and then I called him the following Monday. I think he said, we're out, so. James, a sad troll, said, love watching the religious twist themselves into defending their cult leader, all while dismissing their own religion to support Trump. Okay. Cult leader. We live in a world of cult leaders, James, right? Anymore. Maybe it was that way. Maybe people felt that way about Adams or Jefferson. I think Washington, you could probably have said some of that on, but, you know, it was the effect when former President Obama was running and elected. Definitely a cult world around. I remember people talking about not even policy. It was just Obama. And you hear that more and more now, except with Biden. Biden doesn't have the cult persona. His party doesn't like him. But I think you could say if you're looking at people that cults of personalities, Obama on the left, on the Democrat side, Trump on the right, I think there's something to that. I don't know. People dismissing their own religion to support Trump. I don't know if they're dismissing. I don't know. You ask them. Get them to answer that. Let's see. Doesn't have meta. Did someone say old school referring to social media? If you want to reach me via social media, I will involve putting a stamp on an envelope. Hey, you're missing out. There's good stuff on social media. You just, everything, you know, everything in moderation, right? Except for moderation. An unnamed texter, why are we not discussing how corrupt this judicial system is? I guess you did. So tell me, this is good, because I'll get questions like this. Sean, what you're not talking about, or this or that. So do me a favor, unnamed texter. This is not rhetorical. This is, tell me, like, what you want discussed about it. Now, do I think that there's, the law is being used for politics here? I do. I don't think it's the first time this has happened. I think this has happened. There's politics gets the judicial system more than we'd like to admit out there. So I think this is a continuation. But what specific part of that? We can pick that up when we come back from the news right here on Midday Mobile.
Is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 1:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile on this Tuesday. Glad to have you along. And been mentioned a couple times, I was talking about it last hour, that this show on the road, this very program right here, Midday Mobile, live at Eco Wild on Friday, which is the kickoff for a great event and a brand new event coming to Mobile. But the subject matter, I think you're going to be into, and I know that that's what was in the mind of Stephen. And so Stephen Potts joining us now, editor at PMT Publishing. You know, probably most of y'all know Mobile Bay Magazine. That's one of the publications, but they decided to also put on a show. Thanks for that, Stephen. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, I appreciate you having us.
Okay, I got to ask you this, man. What prompts you, because this is not an easy thing to do. It's a very cool show coming up, packed with events, speakers, activities. What made you want to do this?
You know, we just see the appreciation everybody around here has for all things outdoors, hunting, fishing, conservation, just any kind of outdoor rec. And we know people down here love a celebration and love a good time, and, you know, with great activities and things for the kids to do. So we decided to take it on, and it's been fun. It's been a challenge. It's been a learning curve, but the feedback, and really what helped us keep going is the feedback we get is continually positive. And, people are like, wow, y'all are doing that. I can't wait. I'm coming. And so we're fired up about it. And we got, you know, it started off, the Porch Band of Creek Indians got behind us early on, and that was a big confidence boost. And we're like, all right, we can make this happen.
And it is. It's something that, you know, just anecdotally, people always say, I wonder why we don't have more of this, right? I mean, we'll have, like, the boat show and the boat shows, and that's real cool. And then people go, but there's a whole bunch of other stuff in the outdoors, and we don't have enough events based around this. You would think, I mean, we are fertile ground for that.
right. And, you know, we love the boat show, and we even talked about that. You know, we don't want to encroach on what they're doing. We love those guys, and they do an awesome job, but we wanted to bring something else, and we wanted to be different than your traditional hook and bullet show.
Mm-hmm.
And so we added this conservation angle, and really the conservation and it's been fun for me to really learn about all the things going on and all the programs and all the opportunities for all kinds of different activities. It's been fun to see all that come to fruition and watch it happen and be a part of this.
Okay, well, let's kind of walk through as you've been setting this up. So doors open on Friday and it goes through the weekend. What are we going to see as we walk through? You talk about, what kind of people we're going to interact with there. You're talking about some of these activities. You've got a list of activities. Just give us an idea of what we would see walking in and walking through the event.
Right. So a ton of great activities. You're going to see a big rock wall. You're going to see a giant alligator inflatable that I'm going to stick my 4-year-old and come back to it on and come back 2 hours later. There's going to be dog demos. There's a BB gun range. There's kids fishing. We've got a butterfly house. We've got axe throwing. There's going to be the folks at Sofiella helped put together this great wildlife art gallery. So we tried to make it to where there's something for everyone. We've gotten a ton of support from Chris Blankenship and the Department of Conservation in Outdoor Alabama. They're going to have a whole big room full of just a ton of different activities they're hands-on. There's touch tanks, just all kinds of great little things for y'all to do. And that's in addition to the vendors. So we've got some cool vendors, like coming in. There's a big hunting stand company coming in that they've got these really nice, fine hunting stands. And so there's going to be something for everyone, we feel like. And I don't know, you should come down. Are we going to have live music? One thing we're pretty excited about is we've got all these giveaways and some pretty good ones. Really, there's a dove shooting trip in Argentina.
Okay, got my attention.
A VIP experience at the Montgomery Whitewater. Two of my favorites are the Department of Conservation. They're giving away a lifetime hunting license and a lifetime fishing license. So this, we're excited about all this. And that just, you know, that shows you the kind of buy-in we're getting from this community.
Absolutely. And yeah, these activities, and people need to go to the website and see the lineup of the different activities and kind of plan around that. Friday for some people, but I imagine Saturday and Sunday be big for the families.
Right. And kids 8 and under get in free. You can buy tickets online or at the door. You know, Friday, I believe it's Art Walk. So come to the show, then go to Art Walk and stay downtown and have dinner. Saturday, we feel like is going to be a big day, a bunch of people coming through. And then Sunday, you know, Mother's Day. So spin it two ways. Take your mom, get the whole family, take a family trip down to this event, or give mom a break.
Mm-hmm.
And take your kids down and give her a few hours of peace and quiet.
She won't tell you that. I mean, she wants the cards and the flowers, but she wants y'all to get out of the dang house, too.
Right. And we're excited about it, and we appreciate all the support from the community and people like y'all. And we're just looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, and I like, you know, that when something that people have talked about, you stepped up, y'all stepped up and did this, and so we got something new to enjoy here. So it is exciting. Y'all, the go to the inaugural. It gets started on Friday and goes through Sunday. Once again, you said the tickets are online. What about, you know, we're Mobile guys. Can people, they have to have them ahead of time, or can they buy them there?
No, absolutely not. They're,
you know how that is.
Available, yes, absolutely. Available at the door. They're $15 a day, and online or at the door, whatever, you know, either
good
way.
Good stuff. Steven, I appreciate y'all doing this, and I'll see you down there on Friday.
We're looking forward to seeing you, Sean. I appreciate it.
All right, there he goes. Stephen Ponce, editor at PMT Publishing. You'll know him as Mobile Bay Magazine, amongst a bunch of other publications. But they put on this Eco Wild event coming up this weekend. You have chances to win tickets tomorrow morning with Dan and Dalton. Let me throw this in the mix, too. As Stephen talked about, there's folks with the state, you know, that are friends of mine that I'll be there with. Also, I want to point out, I'll be doing my show, but Saturday, maybe you've heard of this guy before. He does a show right before Mike Ward and I do our outdoor show. Don Dubuque, my man Don Dubuque, is going to be there on Saturday. So go by and see Don. In addition, can I do this and get, I guess I can, give him preferential treatment because I know this guy. So Covey Flush Kennels is going to be there. They're out of the Montgomery area. They, like another buddy of mine, Kyle Hinton, these guys are raising bird dogs, and they are tempting me every day into the world of real English Cocker Spaniels, the hunting ones. If you've never seen these dogs before, like you think Cocker Spaniels, you're like, yeah, couch dog. Wait till you see what these Cocker Spaniels do. Amazing things. So that's worth you doing for the grown-ups and taking the kids by to do that as well. So make sure you put that. My man Joy Mason from Mason Hills Farm is going to be there. So make sure you stop by and see that as well. Listen, we'll navigate it all for you on Friday when we're there at the Mobile Convention Center for the kickoff of the Eco Wild event. First year. This is good and exciting. 3 days to check it out. All right. Let's see here. I was just telling you about C.B. Carl. I was just going to text you about Don Dubuque. Yeah, Don, you know, because he's from New Orleans. It's not Don. It's Dan. Don's going to be there. So we'll visit with him. Don's good people. I guess last time I saw Don, he and a buddy came over and quail hunted with us here in Alabama. Let's see here. Okay. Back to the question
I asked earlier of the unnamed texter about how corrupt the judicial system is. They responded, said specifically, why do we allow random DA, regardless of party, to bring charges and judge shop? It seems to be the new norm. I think what you're seeing there is reflected in the states, right? So you have, they're going to find a venue for a case that's going to work for them. And New York, obviously, works for them here. And you said, regardless of party, I get it, but you have the machine at a state level. How would we fix that? Do we tell the state they can't make their own decisions, who the district attorney is, if they voted them in? I do hear what you're writing. I do read, I'm picking up what you're putting down, but how do we remedy that? Haywood says, I find it funny that Trump was a known commodity, and now folks are whatever they are about him for the last 8 years. Is this a result of clickbait mentality, or this needs to be heard and validated? Oh, clickbait stuff is big time, right? Big time. If there's stories that have Trump involved in them, you know, I've gotten to see a little bit of behind the scenes. Not that you don't know it, but I'm just going beyond that. And been able to see some of the numbers of stories that online, they'll have like this news story, that news story, but then they put Trump in a headline and you can see the number of clicks over the other stories in a line. That again, it's definitely clickbait. It definitely moves things forward. See, they don't do boring stories like I like, which, by the way, I'm going to give you a boring story now. But I think it's actually very, very important, but it doesn't have Trump in it, doesn't have any tawdriness in it. But I think it's big. And it's a subject we've talked about when we talked about the Houthi rebels attacking shipping interest, right? We talked about them using drones, and they're not all air drones. They're sea drones. We've talked about this reporting on what the Ukrainians have done to disable or destroy key parts of Russia's Black Sea fleet. And we keep talking about these sea drones, right? Over time. Saw this story that came out yesterday in my nerd world, military nerd world. This is interesting. Reuters put the story up. It says, Insight, sea drone warfare has arrived and the U.S. is floundering. I get what they did there. This is exactly what we've talked about when we're shooting down something that costs $20,000 with a missile that's worth $1 million, right? This is that the fact that you have technology allowing damage to be done with something that's a lot less a lot more inexpensive than the top of the line military might that we have as a country. And eventually you go back and forth in that. How much do you lose in your own treasury to fight a weapon that costs them a lot less? And this sea drone stuff, I've seen how the Ukrainians have used this, and it's big. So the story here we go. Reuters says, the U.S. Navy's efforts to build a fleet of unmanned vessels are faltering because the Pentagon, this is going to get into politics of this, the Pentagon remains wedded to big shipbuilding projects, according to some officials and company executives, exposing a weakness as sea drones reshape naval warfare. Now, this is how long does it take, and here, yeah, to turn the proverbial, and in this case, rightly said, battleship, right? How long does it take to turn this around? Said the lethal effectiveness of sea drones has been demonstrated in the Black Sea, where Ukraine has deployed remote-controlled speedboats packed with explosives to sink Russian frigates and minesweepers since late 2022. And if you're picturing these, you don't even have to. You can Google and see what they look like. But they look like a lot of them you'll see are kind of boat-shaped. Some are like a submarine, and some are more boat-shaped like more like a small skiff, like a river skiff, or maybe smaller than a poling skiff. One of them reminded me, does anybody remember the old boat? I don't know if they make them anymore. They made them in Pensacola, B-Craft. Remember B-Craft? I think they were out of Pensacola. Some of them look like a B-Craft without the seats on them and like a hard deck on top. 14 foot, something like that. That's what they got. So said these tactics have caught the attention of the Pentagon, which is incorporating lessons from Ukraine and the Red Sea into its plans to counter China's rising naval power in the Pacific. According to Pentagon spokesman Eric Pahon, said to Reuters, in a signal on the Pentagon's intent, Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks announced an initiative in August named Replicator to deploy hundreds of small, relatively cheap air and sea drones within the next 18 to 24 months to match China's growing military threat. The public show of commitment masked years of hesitation by the U.S. Navy to build a fleet of unmanned vessels. And they get to this story, and I'll put this up on the Twitter feed, and you could read more on this. But here we have a real delay. This is a good example of what happens here because of the size of the military-industrial complex and the way things have always been done. The fact that we are kind of, at least according to the story, we, the United States, are kind of late to this game because they didn't want to change what they had been doing in the past. So it says, yeah, the public show of commitment masked years of hesitation by the U.S. Navy to build a fleet of unmanned vessels despite repeated warnings this was the future of maritime warfare. According to interviews with dozens of people with direct knowledge of the U.S. sea drone plans, including Navy officers, Pentagon officials, and sea drone company executives. Two Navy sources and three executives at sea drone manufacturers said the biggest impediment to progress has been the Department of Defense, DOD, budget process that prioritizes big ships and submarines built by legacy defense contractors. So are we not changing and not pivoting because those companies don't want to? I mean, can we, we're still going to have to build big ships, but can we start shifting into building drones and sea drones? These things, if you go, so I'm going to put the story up here, go read through this, and then go look at some of the stories out of Ukraine, how they've used them. It's really amazing. And the price per, you know, the price per sea drone in comparison to bringing down, I mean, ships in the Russian fleet that are worth, I don't know, a million times more in value. So this is the thing going on there. I put the story up. You'll find us at FM Talk 106.5 on X or Twitter, as us old people call it. Check it out right now. Tell me what you think. Be right back.
Is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 1:55, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile on this Tuesday. So, you know, my buddy Forrest has Blue Water Yacht Sales and Service, and right now you can get that service. You better get that appointment, get that service done before snapper season opens up on the 24th or whatever you're going out to do. Or if you're doing your own service work yourself, they got the parts you need. But while you're there, even if you're saying, hey, I'm going to keep the boat I have right now, you've got to check out a particular brand that's brand new. Now, the Bob Darty, who makes these boats, been doing it for a long time, from Boston Whaler through Everglades now to Solus Boats. But I'm standing there the other day. So in line at Blue Water Yacht Sales, this is the one on the Beltline here. Regulators, Jupiter's Regulator, one of my favorite boats of all times. Jupiter, one of Forrest's favorite boats of all time. Albemarle's are beautiful. Bulls Bay, Bay Boat's fantastic. But in between them, you'll see this boat called Solace, S-O-L-A-C-E. See a lot of boats. I see a lot of new things. This boat is like, the design is amazing. The shipwriting is amazing on this boat. And then the technology in it is something like, go just have you look. Right? I mean, even if you're not in the market for it, go see this boat. From the design on the hull and how it rides and why it does that, to the tech in the boat. How about this? Instead of putting one of those foot cushion mats where you stand behind the center console, imagine that material built in with gas shocks underneath that regulate your feet as you go. Same thing in the seats. How about a magnet system in the boat that anywhere you move an item like drink holder, pliers, you know, tackle holder, anything can be moved around without putting holes in the boat because you put it through with a magnet. The things you can't see, like the carbon fiber design, that carbon fiber, in other words, it's like steel, right? But it doesn't weigh anything. So screws don't back out of fiberglass. Stringers stay forever. The boat is made incredibly well and high tech, and it's something. I've seen a lot of boats. Y'all know I like boats. I got this thing with boats. Go out to Blue Water Yacht Sales. You can go. They've got one. They've got a couple at Orange Beach and a couple here at the Beltline location. Just go by. Say, hey, I just want to see that Solus boat. Go out there, get a walkthrough, and see what I'm talking about. The thing is amazing. And while you're there, tons of great boats, and they're still having incentive pricing on brands like Solus and Regulator, Jupiter, Albemarle, and Bulls Bay. Check them out online at bluewateryachtsales.net. But best to go see them in person. Go say hi to Forrest. And y'all look at that boat. We'll go back to talking about the great service department there. What's up, Kelsey? And all the great things at Blue Water Yacht Sales. But I got a chance to see this Solus boat the other day, and I want y'all to do the same. Go check it out. All right, Paul Feinbaum Show on the way next. We'll do this again tomorrow. How about that? Deal? All right. See you then.